When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Clarence in Nebraska's on the line with a basement that's cracking up, and he wants to fix it. What can we do for you today?
Yeah, I had a contractor come in and pull my basement walls back, and I've got these cracks in the mortar. Some are pretty big. Other ones are hairline. What can I do to fix that? Do you have to cut it out, or is there a tool you can chip it out and then re-tuck point that, or what do you think?
The common mistake is kind of what you just explained. When you say tuck point, you're assuming that you're going to put more concrete or mortar mix into that crack. And that's not going to work because the patch and the wall surrounding it are going to have different expansion and contraction rates. So concrete product manufacturers have products designed specifically for crack repair because they're flexible and designed to stick to the old concrete surface. So for example, you could go to QuikCrete.com, Q-U-I-K-R-E-T-E. They have a concrete repair product that comes in a tube. It looks like a caulk tube. And you apply it with a caulk gun. And it's like a sanded acrylic latex formula. It's designed specifically for crack repair. You can buy it in a 10-ounce size or a 5.5-ounce sort of squeeze tube size. And you can fill the cracks in with that. You know it's going to dry solid and it's not going to open up again. And it's good for either vertical or horizontal applications. So you want to use a product like that that's designed specifically for crack repair. Because if you don't, Clarence, it's just going to fall out and you'll be doing the same thing over and over again.
It'll re-crack. I don't know if it'd fall out, would it?
Well, it may, and very often it does, especially if you get any moisture in there as well. If it's a basement wall, it gets cold, you get some frost heave, it can pop out. So I would use the product that's designed for it, and that's just one by QuikCrete, and I'm sure that that will work out for you. Okay?
Thank you very much.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.